Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, we're going to get started. It's good to have you in.
Good to be here.
Especially because there's so much football stuff to talk about in Antonio Brown. You know, I'm going to say one thing. And you know this because you play football for a long time. Your helmet is a personal, you know, piece of equipment that you have to feel comfortable with. And I know a lot of people, it's easy to attack AB and no matter what he says, oh, my God. But I've heard a lot of other players, including Tom Brady, when they had to give up his helmet, and Aaron Rodgers. And I was on Undisputed this morning with Greg Jennings. The last couple of days, Skip and Shannon are off. And he talked about his own time when he had to give up his helmet and how traumatic it was and how he didn't want to do it at first and he pushed back. But apparently now AB has found a helmet that he thinks will work, a newer version of his helmet, and now he's just waiting for the NFL to sign off on it and say that it's cool. I have no problem with the way he handled it. I thought he was very professional when he lost his appeal, right? He went for a hearing or whatever, came out with a statement basically saying, okay, I lost. I'm going to move forward and do whatever. But it looks like with the grin on your face,
I'm just sitting. I'm listening.
Did he handle it the right or wrong way?
No, he didn't handle it the right way.
What way?
And so let me, for an offensive lineman to be sitting in here with you, and that's what I played. I played 13 years as a right and left tackle. These are what we call rich people problems.
Okay?
Right? Skill position problems, right? Because, yeah, you get attached to your helmet, right? It fits right. And I started to train in the offseason. Like when I was at home, I would train in my helmet. Because when you get to training camp and you put that helmet on for the first time, it's like, oh, it's an adjustment. Head starts to hurt. So I start to, as we got closer to camp around June and you're at home by yourself, I would go run and do drills with my helmet on.
Because it is a totally different feeling without having a helmet
right,
on.
Right. I get the attachment. The problem is, and I heard people on various sports shows equating it to shoes, right? Like, oh, well, you know.
Comfortable pair of loafers that you have.
Yeah, the last I checked, the right type of shoe doesn't stop you from getting a concussion, right? So that's my whole issue. He went about this, so he knew about this in March, right? This isn't a new thing. It just so happens he happens to be out of football because of something he did himself in terms of burning his feet up, right? So now everybody's looking at him about, oh, his feet are on fire and this. So now you throw the helmet thing on there and it's like, I'm not coming back because I can't wear my helmet. I'll retire.
You never believed that story.
Why would you say it? Why would you even put out there, I won't play. I'll retire from football.
I'll give you that because it's just noise. And you know it's not going to happen. I mean,
yeah,
no matter what.
Of course it's noise.
And I know Adam Schefter reported, and I respect his reporting, but I'm just like, really? You're going to give up all that money over?
But that's what.
Right.
He said it.
No, I get
it. We didn't make him say it. He said those things. So when you ask me, did he handle it right, I say no, because that's immature. Right? That's a level of immaturity that we've seen from him in the past.
But this is my only thing. He has a right to have a hearing and of course. And I'm just saying a lot of people are like, oh, what are you doing? Well, you never know. You could also have a technicality. You could have a sympathetic arbitrator. I'm just saying you don't know, and it's a part of the CBA, so he used his right.
Why didn't you
to
do
at
it
least
in March?
Appeal it. No, I don't know why he's doing it now.
Why is he doing it now? Training camp is going on. He has been.
Well, but he wasn't playing because of his feet, though.
Exactly. Right. And that's the point I'm making. If this helmet thing was such a big issue for him to say that he would stop playing if he couldn't wear his helmet, why wouldn't he handle this in March when he found out he couldn't wear the helmet anymore?
I just like the way he dealt with it after the fact.
After he was immature about it.
That he wasn't a big baby about it. Well, I'm just saying. After he lost, he could have made a stink. He could have gone off on something else.
Yeah,
and he just said, I'm accepting it.
That's like being a dad and you punishing your kid. And they're like, all right, I did something wrong. I get it, all right? That doesn't stop the wrong that they did.
The original wrong.
Right? So you can't say, oh, I like the way he handled it after he didn't handle it right.
I just didn't have a problem with him. Like, some people made it a big stink that he was even looking for an appeal. You know, for somebody to do something. That's what I'm saying is, that's his right. It's a part of the collecting a bargaining agreement. And he has a right to say, hey, I know that this helmet is out of style. It's not out of style. It's not safe. Right.
So
according to the league now.
According to the league and the new guidelines, and they're trying to do everything they can for player safety, especially when it comes to equipment.
Well, because they
helmets,
don't want to be held liable.
They don't want to be held
liable
again.
The players, right.
Right. We get it. It's a money thing. I understand that. The fact is, you can't wear equipment that can't pass the board certification. So to fight that, like, look, let me get my brains rattled, right? That's a level of immaturity that I don't get.
But my only thing is, no, I get it. But I do understand why people feel comfortable with something and aren't always that quick to just give it up after you've worn it.
Of course.
But,
you know, I got my favorite pair of socks that I like to wear all the time. But when you get a hole in them, what's the point?
At some point, you got to give them up.
I take my socks off.
I understand. All right, so let's hear from AB talking about working with the league to certify this new helmet. We got AB talking about...
Yeah, they have to certify it and do all the procedures, but we are working with the NFL to make sure we're following all the procedures to be out there, man, in the right equipment. What was good to hear, you know, I'm battling with a foot injury. You know, I see my face all over the news, all the talk, but these guys have been doing a good job with supporting me. It's grateful to hear them come out about it, and I'm excited to hear them just do my job.
Was that the second clip too? Did you do both?
Back to back.
Okay, because I was going to ask about the Raiders' support, and of course the Raiders will have to support him. They just brought this guy in.
They got $30 million.
That's what I'm saying, right? I mean, that's what you have to do. You got any kind of just to switch a little bit, the expectations you have for him? I mean, this guy had 15 touchdowns last year in 15 games. Mm-hmm. He's done nothing but produce. His numbers are through the absolute roof as one of the great receivers we've seen in the National Football League.
You're right. And we know what he brings to the field, right? We know the type of player that he is. Him being with a Hall of Fame quarterback and Ben Roethlisberger his whole career put up the type of numbers that were astronomical, right? He's well compensated for what he's one of the top three receivers in the league, hands down. Can't argue that.
Right. No one's ever argued about his ability.
Never.
If you do, you're not being real.
Exactly. Whether you like the Raiders or like him or the Steelers, whatever that is, you can't. Numbers don't lie, right? We lie. Numbers don't lie. My only thing is his disruptive nature.
But you knew that going in when you sign it.
I understand.
It's like the Cowboys now. Here it is. They go, are you sure you want to give Ezekiel Elliott that money? He's had his off the field problem. This is the same organization that signed Greg Hardy.
Right.
You can't have it both ways.
Can't have it both ways.
He's harbored a lot of bad guys or felons, whatever you want to call them. And now Jerry Jones going to try to use, you know, people are going to try to use that as whether or not you're going to sign somebody.
Right.
You're the one, the owner, who tried to coup on the commissioner for Ezekiel to get him out on the field. Now you're going to tell us what? After he pulled down a tube top and did some other stuff that he probably shouldn't have done.
Yeah, but you do have to be accountable for your behavior.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Jerry's harbored guys like that. So don't act like you're putting together a boys' choir now.
Look, we'll get to Dallas.
All right, we'll get there.
But let's stay on AB. And the thing that I have a problem with AB is, remember a couple years ago he did the Facebook Live from the locker room?
Right.
As someone who played, right, and knows the sanctity of that locker room and what that means to us, to have that, everybody doesn't get to be in there. You don't get to have a look. You don't get to be a part of that, right? Especially if it's not cleared. When you do that, when everything becomes about how you're arriving to training camp. Right, even this year with the hot air balloon. You know how reckless that is? That's some of the
it's
most.
It's not illegal. What? Come on, man.
I didn't say. Did I say illegal? What I said was reckless.
And so what? Are you bothered by that?
I am bothered by that.
Oh, wow.
You know why I'm bothered by that? Because what's next? He's going to skydive into training camp?
This is
you probably think that'll be great.
This is what you signed up for when you signed AB.
I understand
don't
that.
Don't act like you don't know who he is.
And that's the problem.
It's like a person who marries an alcoholic and you're shocked on the way home they want to stop by the liquor store. Really? You shocked now?
It's like this is a wedding night. You want to go get some? You want to get drunk right now? It's right. Like, well, that's what I do, baby.
I get drunk every night.
Which doesn't excuse the behavior. At what point does he grow up? Rob, at what point does he grow
up? It ain't happening in the National Football League.
And you know
league.
Why?
It ain't going to happen.
You know why? Because, look, and I said this before. He was a sixth-round draft pick. I believe the 192nd pick in the draft. All right? When you're drafted that low, you don't have an ego. So you come in, you're humble. You have to work harder than everybody else just to make the roster. And on top of that, become an all-pro and an all-star. If that ego from someone who came in from humbled beginnings is what it is now, then I blame the Steelers organization because it went unchecked for all these years.
And why did it
now
go unchecked?
Now you can't check it.
You can't check it, and it went
it's
unchecked.
It's over now.
Because you know it's not a fair system. When guys produce, they get away with a lot more.
It
just
is.
Just like Ben Roethlisberger got away with stuff off the field. Do people forget that? He's this great leader. Everybody. No, I'm just saying.
I haven't forgotten that.
No, but when people talk about him, they act like he has had no transgressions.
No. That's
he's
not.
He's had plenty of transgressions.
Plenty. And guess what
worse,
he had to do?
Worse than an air balloon and worse right. than Facebook Live.
But guess what he had to do? He had to grow up and mature because it was about to be over.
You mean when he was on his motorcycle during the season?
Yeah, exactly.
Crash, all that?
Guess what? He had to mature. When does AB mature? He done went to France or wherever he went and froze his feet off? As an athlete, Rob, I can tell you, I've been in the cryo chamber hundreds of times. I go now. I know exactly what you need to do and what you need not to do to get in. That's a dangerous machine if you're just going in there, right? So the fact that we're going through this whole situation with his feet is a lack of maturity, and that's all I'm talking about.
You know what? You're starting to sound like an old man.
I am an old man.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
That's you all day. Unbelievable.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now, I want to jump this off by talking about controversy, right? So we got two players. They play the same position. Quarterback.
Yes.
And the biggest media market on the planet Earth, New York. Right?
So nice they named it twice.
Right. So... When the draft happened and the Giants selected Daniel Jones, the whole world stopped breathing. Like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Yes.
Guy played at Duke. Nobody's ever seen him play, right? Duke didn't have a lot of national games. And so
and of course
we were
he
wondering.
Went to the Manning football quarterback
of course.
Camp, it's all that. Very fishy.
Very, very fishy. But the notion was the Giants were reaching. You take the sixth pick in the draft. You pick a guy. The majority of your – well, none of your fans knew who he was or what he was about. Fast forward to preseason last week. Daniel Jones comes out. He's 5 for 5, leads the team down, scores a touchdown. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, he's the guy. He's the next guy. But pump your brakes because the owner had something to say about this quarterback controversy.
If Daniel, hope Eli has a great year and Daniel never sees the field. I mean, that would be in an ideal world that you'd like to see that. So, but again, it's at the end of the day, it's going to be a decision by the head coach as to when, you know, or if Daniel ends up playing this year.
If Daniel doesn't play one snap as a rookie, you'd be okay with that?
I'd be very happy about that because it means that we're having a great year and Eli's having a great year.
Now, controversy averted. I tell you that. Until Eli Manning goes out, and he's been the Eli Manning we've seen for the last couple years.
Right.
Then controversy begins
which
again.
Which is bad.
It is bad. Many of us, if not all of us, think that Eli Manning is past his prime and past his swan song is evident, right? They don't have a lot of weapons outside of Saquon Barkley on the outside.
And then all the injuries happened.
What are we doing? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just think Eli should have been put to pasture years ago. I get it, and here's part of it. And we remember when they wanted to stop that streak, and he threw a fit because they said you could start the game, but we want to start getting some other young quarterbacks some reps. Season was lost. He's getting pounded. They were looking to the future. They ran Jerry Reese and those guys out of there after that, and what Ben McAdoo?
Yeah, they did.
Right, they did.
They did.
Because they were trying to say that, dude, this is not working. We need to do something else. And the people in New York went crazy. And I get it. I really do. Because I always say anybody can win one Super Bowl. Stars align. Everything works out, right? You have a greatest defense of all time. You have a hokey quarterback. And somehow you win.
Everything was – it just worked.
Right. But in Eli's case, not only did he win one – he won two, and he beat the Patriots twice. He also was the MVP twice. He also had signature throws in each game, right? In the game twice, and he also beat the 18-0 Patriots and wrecked their season. He'll never be forgotten. He'll be a New York icon forever. You hear me? And I get it. But he's no good here. And they are trying to hang on to Eli and do him right so that people don't push back. When a lot of great quarterbacks, and when I say great, I'm talking about the winning of the Super Bowls and everything, have finished their careers elsewhere. Ephraim, am I not right?
You're right. Brett Favre. Peyton Manning, Joe Montana. Some of the all-time greats.
What's 4-0, Peyton Manning, right. And if you want to go back to Bart Starr, Joe Namath and in Baltimore. Am I thinking of not Bart Starr because he was with Green Bay, but the quarterback in Baltimore, Johnny Unitas. All those guys finished elsewhere.
Yeah.
They just did. Tom Brady's the exception. He's still there.
Well, we don't know.
But I'm saying, to this point.
Right, right.
And he's 42 years old. But my point is, the Giants are living in the past. Once you start living in the past, that's when you miss your golden opportunity. And I don't know. Pete Carroll had a veteran quarterback. He was all set. And you know what he decided? I'm going to take a chance on this Russell Wilson. Nobody knew. Am I right?
You're right.
It sent shockwaves when they said Russell Wilson's going to be the quarterback.
Well, yeah, because they paid Matt Flynn all that money.
After he did a number on the Lions. The Lions helped him with that contract. Remember he set all those records in Green Bay?
Yeah, he was seven touchdowns in one game.
Against the Lions.
One game.
And he couldn't even make it out of training camp.
He could not.
Unbelievable.
He could not. When it comes to Eli Manning and his legacy, some argue he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Some argue, you know, he's not. What side of the fence are you on? As of what you just said, I'm kind of leaning towards you think he's in Hall of Fame quarterback.
I think he's going to make it in the Hall of Fame because, first of all.
First ballot. Oof.
Marv Levy's in the Hall of Fame. And I'm not picking on him.
Okay.
He lost four straight Super Bowls. Is that great or is that dubious to you? I'm asking you.
That's great.
That's dubious.
That's great. To get to four Super Bowls?
No, to lose.
You get to the Super Bowl, man, four times.
You trying to be at the Playboy Mansion door or are you going to be in? Which one? Which one is good? Just get to the front
Sometimes
door?
Sometimes you can get a look inside from the front door, man. All you want is a look.
I want to be in. In the door and I want to be in.
And my cheese was hot.
It was. I don't know. When you talk about a guy who did what he did, when you talk about the history of the NFL and how he slayed the 18-0 Patriots, go remember that. He is going to get in the Hall of Fame. You guys could kid yourself all you want, and I get it. His regular seasons are bad. There are plenty of years they didn't make the playoffs. His numbers aren't great. But he won two of the biggest games and had two of the biggest throws. that we've seen. That throw to Manningham might be one of the greatest throws and catches I've ever seen.
Well, the throw is the throw. The catch is what? I mean,
that's a great throw.
He threw it down the middle.
No, that was on the side. You mean the sideline catch?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the bubble gum.
No.
Okay.
The Manningham catch.
Okay, yeah,
down
you're right.
The
you're right. You're right. You're right. That was a beautiful throw.
That's a beautiful throw. That ball's there. Manningham makes a great catch.
The problem with that is it's too few and far between those great throws, right? And as of now, can Eli's wretched play hurt his legacy, right? All of those wonderful things that you've said, if Eli continues to go at this clip, does it hurt his legacy moving forward?
I don't think he can be damaged because of the Tom Brady. If people want to call Tom Brady the GOAT, right? If Tom Brady's the GOAT and Eli's 2-0 against him in Super Bowls and beat him twice and was the MVP, what does that make Eli? I'm serious.
Pretty lucky guy?
No, Tom Brady's the low. Tom Brady's the luckiest of all time.
Oh, well. Given the roster and the stable of talent that Tom Brady had to consistently overcome.
But you got to admit,
is Eli an elite quarterback?
No, he's not.
He's never been deemed an elite quarterback. Right, and that's the problem I have.
Eli wasn't on the team.
They were 9-7 when they squeaked into the Super Bowl and into the playoffs, made a run to the Super Bowl.
No
they had
doubt
a dynamic
about it.
Defense. Defense was all world.
But it wasn't like Eli. It would be like if Eli had a Tom Brady Super Bowl like mm-hmm. Tom just had, I'd be dealt totally different. Tom Brady threw no touchdowns, had a pick, interception, 260 yards. Really, I say an awful Tom Brady game in a big game. And if Eli won like that and it was 13-3, I would side with you. But he was the MVP. He was the one who had to come back. You remember?
I remember.
Patriots were winning that game. I'm talking about the 18-0 game.
I remember.
And he had to make a throw to Plaxico and win that game. And I'm telling you, Eli Manning has done enough to be in the Hall of Fame despite the other years.
Okay.
Do you not put any credence into those?
I understand those big moments. Those are two big moments in his career.
It wasn't one lucky moment.
It was
two twice.
Big moments. Are those two big moments enough to propel him into the Hall of Fame? I'm all about consistency. I'm all about.
So you would say Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers is a Hall of Famer to you because he played a long time, put up a lot of numbers, but didn't win Jack. You think he's a Hall of Famer over Eli?
I think those two are in the discussion together because they're tied
they're
to each
other. They're not even close
really?
To each other.
You don't think Philip Rivers is a Hall of Famer quarterback?
Not at all.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Not at all.
Let me ask you just one question. You take those two Super Bowls away, right?
Totally different, though.
Is Eli Manning a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No, neither one is.
So if you take those two Super Bowl wins,
I can't take
propel
them away.
Him to Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Wow, that's all you need? Damn, I wish I would have won that Super Bowl I was in.
Two Super Bowls and Nets. And again, he wasn't along for the ride. Do you remember in Tampa and Baltimore where they had Brad Johnson and those guys? You remember? Those guys aren't going to get in the Hall of Fame because they won a Super Bowl. Because it was all about the defense. We agree on
you're
that?
Right. You're right. Yes. I get that. Right.
Right. Those
Trent
guys.
Dilfer, Brad Johnson.
They don't get it.
They were just, no, of course not. But if your caveat is that you win Super Bowls.
Bowls, pure plural.
Okay. So if Brad Johnson would have won two Super Bowls,
you'd have to put him in. You'd have to consider
him. No shot.
Yes, you'd have to consider him.
If Trent Dilfer wins
now that he won the second one and he's the MVP, this is what I'm trying to tell you is Eli didn't just win two, he was the MVP in both. That put your stock up. You weren't a part of it. You were the reason that they won.
Okay, well, Eli's a good quarterback. I'm not taking away his abilities, right? But when you think of elite, no one has ever put Eli Manning in his years in the elite category.
But what is the goal? I always say sports has a short menu. It's wins and losses.
Wins and losses.
Okay? And especially when you talk about the bigger games. And that's why when I look at Joe Montana's the GOAT. And when you look at his resume, you could talk about Tom Brady's been to 9 in the whole 9 yards. Joe Montana, 4-4. Right?
Yep.
4 wins, no losses, 11 touchdowns, no picks, three MVPs and two of his Super Bowls, he had to throw a game-winning touchdown to win the game.
Right.
Not a 49-yard field goal from the greatest, Adam Vinatieri, the greatest kicker in the history of the NFL.
Well, Morton Anderson is the greatest kicker in the NFL.
All right, but you know, I'm talking about big time.
Yeah, I got you. I understand that fact. My whole thing is, look, Dan Marino didn't win any Super Bowls. For a long time, Dan Marino was the gold standard in quarterback.
No doubt about it.
Right? So
you don't think
does it go both ways?
But that's why he's never mentioned as the GOAT, because he didn't win.
He was for a long time.
But when you look at, am I right though?
You're right.
Despite all his numbers, he had an unbelievable arm. What Dan Marino, they'll never give him that because winning does matter. The same reason that is hard to pick people who've never won and say they're the greatest of all time. It really is hard.
It is hard. And I just think on this current team for Eli Manning and his predecessor, Daniel Jones, I think New York is leaning more towards wanting Daniel Jones to play and not Eli because I know that the Giants have an affinity for him. He's their guy. But that whole situation that happened, and they clean house for the people who were involved when Eli Manning didn't start.
Right, McAdoo and Jerry Reese.
But that was the writing on the wall. They put E.J. Emanuel in. They didn't even have a guy that they needed to look at. They put him in the game. Now you got this kid who came out, had a phenomenal first drive. If Eli plays in this preseason and struggles and Daniel Jones continues to play well, then now we're talking some serious issues.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Ephraim, let's talk about those Cowboys to start off this final hour of the program tonight. They got a dilemma, and we already know the running back Ezekiel Elliott is holding out.
Right.
He wants to get paid, and maybe the CBA doesn't work for running backs. Would you agree with that?
That's just what it seems.
It just doesn't, because they have the control over you for 5 years.
That's normally when
they don't want to pay you after they burn you out after the first 5 years.
Right. Correct.
So I understand that. But then they also have the whole Dak Prescott, the quarterback, and whether or not to pay him now. If you wait, it might cost you a lot more, because what if he has a good year, wins you another division, gets you to the Super Bowl? Then you're going to have to pay, right? So it's a question of, do you want to pay him now or later? It's still going to cost you no matter either way.
Right.
But how much depends. Now, he could have a bad year, and then again, you might save yourself from sinking in all that money into a guy who is ranked, from some of these football focus and different things, was the 26th ranked quarterback in the league a year ago, despite winning the games, despite winning the division.
So my whole thing is, in today's NFL, it's a quarterback's league. We know that. Does that diminish the value of an elite running back? No, because when you have one and you have a quarterback, then you have magic. And we've seen that. We saw that 3 years ago when Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott both burst on the scene together. That duo was dynamic, complete with that offensive line. They were great, right? Young guys, offensive rookie of the year and offensive MVP, all of these things that they share it with each other. Now you fast forward. The problem is you pay Dak Prescott now because, number one, it is a quarterback's league. Number two, he doesn't fit under the same restraints as Ezekiel Elliott. Now, Ezekiel Elliott was the fourth pick in the draft that same year, and Dak Prescott was a fourth rounder, 135th overall. So after this year, Dak Prescott's a free agent. You don't let your starting quarterback get to free agency. As an organization, you can't do that. No matter what, no matter whether you want to pay him or not, you can't allow him to get the free agency, because you're going to lose him. We know that is the formula. Dak, on the flip side of that, Ezekiel Elliott, yeah, he's a powerhouse. He could be the best back in the league, if not the best back in the league. We don't know what's going on with Todd Gurley. Kareem Hunt's got to sit out for 8 years. I mean, eight games.
40 and slip.
Right. And so you have Ezekiel Elliott. The problem with doing his deal now is he has 2 years left on his contract, right? So you have his rights no matter what. For 2 years. So paying him now and not paying your quarterback who can be a free agent, and yeah, you can franchise tag Dak next year, but eventually you're going to have to pay him. Now, what you don't want to do is you don't want him to come up against free agency when he's not the 26th ranked quarterback or player in the league. He's the fourth.
No, I get it. I mean, there's a risk there, but my thing is I'm paying – Ezekiel Elliott, because the Cowboys are geared towards the run game. It's all about the run. And that's what allows Dak to even be Dak, because they have that threat. We've seen the difference, Ephraim, with no running game and what Dak Prescott looks like. He ain't the same quarterback. Would you admit that?
You're at 100%.
Okay. So I think if you're talking about trying to win something and trying to get to a Super Bowl or whatever – you will not get there because Dak Prescott can't win games on his own. When the running game was shut down in that playoff game against the Rams, and Ezekiel couldn't get anything, that game was over. He can't win you a game. That's what scares me. And now I look at the Cowboys. Do they have like a Kirk Cousins kind of thing going on where you remember the Redskins, they drafted Kirk Cousins the same year that they in the same draft. With RG3, they watched his every snap. He was their guy, not somebody else's guy. He was their guy. Franchise tag, he's putting up numbers. They made the playoffs. Franchise tag a second year. Then they let him walk because they never believed, him. Despite the numbers he put up, despite going to the playoffs, and there was something missing.
You're right. And look at the position they're in with quarterbacks now.
No, I get it.
And that's the point. You can't allow, in a quarterback-driven league, you can't allow a guy with that much potential and that much talent to go away.
But are you sold? You're sold. You think Dak Prescott is a franchise quarterback who you should think –
I think he's definitely a franchise quarterback.
See, I'm still out on that.
Okay.
Did you think
Romo was a franchise quarterback?
No. I thought he was really good. He put up numbers. Yeah, they did.
And they paid him like a franchise quarterback.
Did you think he was?
I did not.
I didn't either.
I think he maximized his talent. I think Dak Prescott, at this young stage of his career, has so much more potential to go. Tony Romo maxed his potential and his talent out. How many playoff games did Tony Romo win?
Was it one? He won one, right?
Right? Think about that.
It was one.
Think about what's going on. All of that you were willing to invest in Tony Romo, and within 3 years, Dak Prescott has gotten your team to the playoffs twice and won a playoff game in this short amount of time, right? Ezekiel Elliott is a dynamic player. I get it. He has 2 years left on his contract, and I understand about maximizing the tread on the tires for running backs.
And you understand why he feels like he has to do this now.
But you got to remember, he missed six games as well, right? So it's not like he had to carry the brunt of these three seasons all together. He missed six games, which is a large portion of an NFL season, right? No wear and tear there. So you have to remember, look, he's young, energetic, great vision, great burst, all of that. We'll talk about your contract next year. But right now, we can't let our starting quarterback go to free agency. This is it. He's going to be a free agent, or they'll franchise tag him next year, which they'll have to pay him upwards of $30+ million.
You're going to take care of Ezekiel Elliott if he gets hurt this year?
But
I'm asking you. You going to take care of him?
But let me – what if Dak Prescott gets hurt?
No, but I'm just saying, as a running back
– and I got something
– you have more chance of getting hurt because you're not just running the football. You're blocking
everything. You're right. But – all it takes is one hit
from
the blind side for a quarterback.
I get it.
All right? Now, let me tell you this. This is the thing that even pushes me further. Ezekiel Elliott. They both came in the same year, right? Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott is guaranteed $25 million. That's what he's going to make. If he plays out his contract, he would have made $25 million. All right? You got me?
All right.
Dak Prescott, guess what he's guaranteed?
He made $2 million this year, right?
For a whopping total of $4 million.
But he was a fourth-round pick.
Exactly.
Okay.
As whopping, so you got $25 million at the end of the run for Ezekiel Elliott, and you have $4 million at the end of the run for Dak Prescott.
That's because
so when you start talking about, oh, he got to make his money, he's making $25 million. Oh, it's already guaranteed to him.
I understand.
All right? That's going to get him to his fourth year. That's a lot of bread for a young kid coming in, doing what he's supposed to do.
I got it.
He's also been suspended. He's also had a propensity to have off the field issues.
Which is the home of the Dallas Cowboys. That's what they do.
I get it. I understand
that. You can't hold that against him now.
I'm not holding it against him.
It ain't a boys' choir. It's a boys' choir football team.
It doesn't matter. When you're going to negotiate, you don't think this comes up, Rob?
No, I understand.
You don't think all this comes up?
I think it'll come up, but
you don't think Jerry is sitting across and they're going, look, man, we don't know if you're going to be in jail.
And I would say to Jerry across the table, and you sign Greg Hardy.
Where's Greg Hardy now?
No, I'm just saying.
Where is he now?
But did you sign him?
You can't. For 10 million dollars.
But did you sign
where
him?
Where is Greg Hardy now?
Did you sign
him? He's punching people in the face in the UFC. Okay? Right? So let's keep
everything. Not for $10 million.
No,
right?
Definitely not for $10 million, but let's keep things in perspective. All right? Here's the face of your franchise in Dak Prescott, your quarterback. He's done everything right. He's done everything you've asked him to do. He's done something in his first 3 years that your guy, your prodigal son, Tony Romo, could only do one time, win a playoff game. First year, he gets you to the playoffs. It took a miraculous Aaron Rodgers to beat you in that game.
That was an unbelievable throw.
An unbelievable throw. That beat you, right? So now you want to minimize this guy and what he's meant to this franchise and not pay him, right? When you got a guy in Carson Wentz, and if you put the two seasons, the three seasons together, they're very comparable. Dak has a little bit better numbers. This guy makes $128 million. So you want to diminish Dak Prescott and negotiate with a running back with 2 years left? What does it help Ezekiel Elliott if he sits out this whole year? What does it help him?
It does help him, his body, and he stays away from getting hurt.
Guess who owns his rights for next year?
No, I know they do.
So what if they don't do it again?
But maybe
does he sit out 2 years in a row? Rob, listen to me.
No, they won't do that. They'll trade him. They'll make a deal with somebody. Once a guy sits out, they're not going to hold him out again.
But they could.
Not if their season falls off the wayside. If they don't,
I understand, say
they don't have the running back.
Yep.
And Jerry Jones, his championship biological clock is ticking. Let's just face it.
He ain't getting any younger. You're right.
They done won two playoff games or whatever. It's two or three playoff games in the last 25 years. All right, Jerry needs to win. I know they put him in the Hall of Fame already, but he ain't done anything since Jimmy Johnson left.
You're right. Listen to me. DeMarco Murray. That name ring a bell for you?
Yeah, I remember that.
Who's that guy? DeMarco Murray?
The running back.
The running back. What did DeMarco Murray do for the Dallas Cowboys?
They burnt him out.
They didn't burn him out.
Yes,
he led the league in rushing. He held out. They shipped him off. We haven't heard from DeMarco Murray since.
Yeah, but
he's retired, right? Because what happens is when you get traded, the grass isn't always greener. DeMarco Murray went to the Eagles, and they didn't even run close to the type of offense that would feature his style of running, right? That completely diminished his value. So now a once hot running back and behind that offensive line goes up. These are all examples that they're going to point to. Look,
this is what you're saying too is the reason why I think you pay Ezekiel Elliott.
Can't pay him now.
Because it is about the running game in Dallas. That it's built for the running game.
2 years left on the contract.
Would you agree with that? The Dallas Cowboys it's a running team.
As an offensive lineman, I think all teams should be running teams. But the fact of the matter is this young man is going to make $25 million in his first 5 years in the league. Right? That's five per for 5 years. You know you get to negotiate after your fourth year, right? They don't never let you get to your final season of your contract if they want you, right?
No doubt.
So why is he trying to do it after 3 years? And, oh, by the way, one of those years you missed a third of the season, a fourth of the season. It doesn't make
you
sense.
That's when the owner was trying to have a coup on the commissioner because you know how important you were?
I know that.
He told you how important you were. He tried to get Roger Goodell fired. Do you remember that?
And guess what? Now he's telling you how much you don't matter.
Exactly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.